My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, a Republican from the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He joins me today to talk about his impressions of where the U.S. economy really stands, especially as we watch a tremendous amount of unrest in some European countries, especially Greece, as their debt situation spirals further and further out of control. Many folks have said that the U.S. could be headed down that same road if we're not careful. Others suggest that we're already there and perhaps even in worse condition than Greece. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you always, Greg. Thank you. We're not quite there, but we're getting there as fast as we can is the way it looks. And just in debate on the floor earlier, I had one of our Democratic friends standing up saying how we really need to be spending money, have a stimulus package doing infrastructure, and that our grandchildren will thank us for spending money on infrastructure right now. Greg, I mean, the old thing, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. We're about to 50,000 fool me's, you know. Well, that's for some people. I voted against the $800 billion that turned out closer to $1 trillion. I was against the $160 billion that Bush did. I was against TARP. But some people keep getting fooled. But I just couldn't believe that somebody else is down there saying, if we just spend a whole bunch more money, and asking a guy from a chamber type group from Turkey whether they had had huge, massive, numerous stimulus packages to get their economy going as well as it is. You know, they looked at me like I was crazy because they don't do sarcasm over there. The truth is, they said, no stimulus. They didn't understand. They said, no, we lowered our corporate tax to 20% and corporations came flooding in. This is a no-brainer. When you raise taxes, you lose companies. They go other places. When you lower taxes, then people come in. It's why Texas has had more jobs than any other state. Anyway, it just seems like we keep having to learn the same lessons over and over again. We can do this, but we just cut spending. The world sees that we really are responsible. We're not a bunch of little kids that just can't stop spending, and the economy will take off. Of course, we need to kill Obamacare. There are a lot of businesses sitting on the side waiting to see what's going to happen there.
Let me get your reaction to a couple of things that have been in the headlines lately. I believe it was just over a week ago that the new chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was on Meet the Press, and David Gregory, the moderator, went after her pretty hard on the question of the economy, and here's how that exchange went.
Unemployment's up 25% since inauguration day for President Obama. The debt's up 35%, over $14 trillion. A gallon of gas up over 100%, with gas $3.75, higher than that in certain parts of the country. Why should Americans trust Democratic governance right now on the economy, and particularly the president's?
Because we were able to, under President Obama's leadership, turn this economy around.
Their basic argument, Congressman, from her as well as President Obama, is that things have turned around because we're now adding some jobs rather than the hundreds of thousands of jobs they were losing at the start of the administration. They say it's just going to take a little bit longer than they expected. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think what she's thinking about, they did turn the economy around. It looked like it was about to start improving, and they turned it around where we're headed back in the other direction. So I guess I have to give her A for truthfulness on that. We thought we were headed toward recovery, and they turned it around, and we're not. But then on the other hand, you know, it's been a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, the president took off on his summer of recovery tour because we were recovering. And so I need to go hit the spots he did, because the people I talk to and the spots I go to, they're not feeling the love. They're not feeling the recovery going on. So I just need to get with the president, see where he went, because it sure isn't happening in all the places I go.
What specifically is on the Republican agenda to improve the job creation situation? Obviously, there's a lot of the Obama agenda and the Democratic agenda that happened over the last couple of years that you'd like to either undo or stop from being implemented. But
yeah,
what do you guys pursue?
If we could undo Obamacare, it would immediately boost the jobs. But one of the things we've been working on the last 2 weeks, and I'm on the Natural Resources Committee, is if we open up areas that the Democrats have kept closed, and in fact that this administration shut down as soon as it came in, you immediately create jobs. It doesn't cost tax money. It brings in additional revenue. We were looking at last week the North Slope that's been designated for drilling for decades, really. In Anwar, it was Jimmy Carter that said, you know, basically there's nothing there, nothing lives there, nothing can live there. Great place to drill. It's a tiny part of the overall Anwar itself, but we'll just allow drilling there. Well, now here, 30 years later, we're still not drilling there. That would create jobs, and from what we've seen, it's not just the jobs, whether if you allow drilling the Outer Continental Shelf, Anwar, North Slope. Heck, we got an area in the center of our country where it's that heavy tar sands, oil shale, but we're told that, you know, with oil over $80 a barrel or so, they can make money and they could probably produce 1 to 3 trillion barrels of oil. And we're also told there may not be a trillion barrels left in the entire Middle East. Man, we could get off of paying people that hate us overseas. We could create those jobs here. And instead, all these guys want to do is declare war on oil companies.
Still talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, represents the 1st Congressional District. You just heard he's a member of the Natural Resources Committee. And sir, we started talking about the debt situation, so that seems like a good parallel place to wrap up the conversation. Obviously, the debate is headed towards August 2nd. Whether there will be major concessions or not is yet to be seen. But this was the comment over the weekend from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell that has a few people concerned. Take a listen to this.
Everybody knows you have to tackle entitlement reform. If we can't do that, then we'll probably end up with a very short-term proposal over a few months, and we'll be back having the same discussion again in the fall.
Now, the main thrust of his comment was that he wants to get a major concession here. But
he'll do it short-term.
Yeah, the can down the road concern. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've negotiated massive deals, nothing on the long lines of trillions of dollars like we have here, but the thing is, this debt ceiling gives us an opportunity to bring spending under control like nothing that will occur as long as I'm in Congress. And the vast majority of Americans do not want the debt ceiling raised. And so I think to force this government to live within its means, this administration and this Congress, it's a good piece of leverage to force it to do that. Now, I know some say, well, it's irresponsible to treat this as leverage. We're going broke. People around the world see that as bad as things are, we're still, and the U.S. has a chance to get it right, that we're still going broke. We're still spending, and we can't sustain this for even 4 more years. So I think the world will welcome seeing us being responsible enough to say, no, we're not spending anymore. And I'm very concerned that our House leadership will do what was done on the CR, end up caving, and we end up, instead of having $100 billion in savings, we get $352 million. This can't be thrown away. This is our chance to save the country. And if they're not willing to take that bold of a step in cutting spending in order to get a debt ceiling increase for a short term even, then I don't think we should vote to raise it. It has to be massive. It has to be a game changer to get us to vote to raise the debt ceiling. So I'm very concerned. I like Mitch McConnell. I like John Boehner. But with them leading our negotiations, have not been able to do very well at all.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Okay, thanks so much, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus for Radio America.